Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me know when we're actually on air or not. If only there was some way I could tell. If only there was some, like, music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is. Sorry, that's my bad.
And this, Flying by the Seat of Your Pants edition.
We're not quite...
Captain's lack of attention.
Hmm.
The government has caused an obsession with overcorrecting bad situations to make them infinitely worse.
Well, that's the truth.
Well, that's been the case since... people were sapient enough to form a government.
Well, there is that.
Yep. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what they do. They make matters worse. I did say before the pandemic that, or whatever we're calling this, because frankly, it's not a pandemic, it's the test for a pandemic.
Mm.
And we failed miserably. If we are the human race and the governments represent us in some way, which I don't believe really is true at all, then, you know, they're gigantic failures.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily fair, because if you have a fire drill and people know that it's a fire drill,
yeah,
and they're going to lose significant assets if they actually get up and walk outside and line up, that doesn't mean they're not going to get up and walk outside and line up if the building is actually on fire.
Right. Well, sure, but... at this point, the government attempted to use its power to keep everybody from getting it when, in fact, you know, young people getting COVID-19 isn't that bad of a thing. I just had it. Somebody here in the studio brought it in, and about four of us went down. So, you know, and I can tell you as a 50-year-old, it wasn't my favorite day, several days, but...
I got to say, I've had worse flus.
Yeah.
I mean, the not tasting things is really weird.
I can't, as far as the tasting goes, I never lost my sense of taste.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me think you might have a different thing, but...
yeah, might very well.
So, there's this thing called people get sick.
Yeah.
And I know that as chimp-like beings, we have this instinct to punch that in the face. And that doesn't work. So we refine that punch it in the face to threaten things.
Yeah, punch the people who have it in the face.
Yes. And we refine that a little bit more to, okay, well, do these things or else I'll punch you in the face.
Right.
And, okay, well, do these things or else I'll kidnap you, and if you don't let me kidnap you, then I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, funny thing is that if you do some of the stuff, then they just make it harder, right? Like, so instead of one mask, how about two?
It's the craziest thing.
The CDC technically never said that, because I checked
so
that, and, well, because the claim is the CDC said that.
Did
well,
Fauci?
Yeah. What I heard was that Fauci said it.
Okay.
And, I mean, Dr. Fauci is clearly the smartest person in the entire universe, which is why he can determine what the most important things in reality are.
He better have some good security when he retires.
Well, I mean, you know, here we were thinking that, like, weddings, funerals, things like that were important. You know, seeing friends and family, having a life, concerts, religions, you know, things like that. We thought those were important. We were clearly mistaken.
Yeah, the when it comes to religions, the most American thing I can think of is ignoring government mandates to go to church. I mean, it's basically what the whole foundation of the country was.
There were definitely a lot of people that were either packed onto a ship or decided to go willingly so that they could not do the thing that, I mean... back in merry old England especially, they had made certain kinds of worship unacceptable.
Yeah.
even blasphemous. You know, they still have blasphemy laws in England.
I imagine they don't enforce them, but yes, probably.
Yeah, the last time I know that someone ran afoul of them was Monty Python. Which, if you've seen The Life of Brian, fair enough. That's downright blasphemous. I mean, I think that blasphemy is actually a good thing, and that, well, I mean, most of the major religions follow somebody who was perceived as blasphemous at the time.
Yeah, that's true. I think that, you know, the whole idea that you would use the government to enforce what blasphemy is ridiculous, and that, yes, people should be able to have their own thoughts on religion, so therefore their blasphemous thoughts are just fine, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and it's kind of a litmus test to me. Like, if this non-existent entity tells you that you are not allowed to go worship this entity, and you listen to it, you obviously believe in this non-existent entity more than you believe in this entity.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go on with the article.
Going on with the article, there are lots of libertarians at the end of a pandemic, and for good reason.
Doubt.
Well, no, let's hold on right there. So at the start of this, everyone's like, oh, well, no one's a libertarian in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Because, well, how can you possibly think that the solution is to decentralize decision making so that you would have different decisions made in different places according to the circumstances? I mean,
and then we called them on that hard.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's the beginning of a pandemic, and sure, you know, it's suddenly, this is going to kill you all. Well, yeah, people react poorly.
You know what else kills you? Starvation and homelessness.
There is that.
Don't forget the cortisol buildup from fear. You know, much more likely to catch the disease if you're...
Oh, yeah, I mean... Honestly, if I could design a circumstance short of, like, ordering everyone by state mandate to walk around licking doorknobs, and maybe even that is not quite as effective as, okay, so wear this thing that, being human, you're going to touch.
Right.
And you are going to put the things on your hand in front of your face all day.
I mean, how'd you like to be a gas station clerk when everybody has to walk in with a mask? I mean, really?
They can't buy with a card out... front?
Well, everybody who walks in has to walk in with a mask.
Okay. Well,
yeah, if you want jerky, if you want your Marlboros, well, better have a mask.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you mean it's true for the station clerk and everybody else? Why?
I mean, it would be a better,
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a better analogy for a bank, but all of those are closed.
But, no, because I mean, there's issues with banks.
Anyway.
Gas stations and convenience stores aren't, like, inherently evil.
People wearing masks, initially. All right.
My go-to for assuming it might be robbed is liquor stores, but, so seriously, imagine that, you know, you've scraped together what you can, possibly from another country, and you've got this liquor store, not in New Hampshire, because those are all state-run.
Yeah.
But, right. So you've got this liquor store, and literally everyone who walks in, well, if they rob you... they'll get away with it.
Probably.
Somebody robbed a gun store in New Hampshire a couple of months ago.
And lived?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
And they're on camera with no face, so... And this place has, like, hide... You know, you can see stuff. It's not one of those shady, like, fuzzy, black and white, snowy ATM cameras. It's a legit camera.
Wow. That really does put a test to the good guy with a gun is the solution idea.
Well, you can't always be ready. That's just the way it is. I mean, having a gun is a great thing in certain circumstances, but there's other... I mean, you just can't get the drop on.
Well, and shooting a guy to death who's walking out the door with a pile of whatever isn't necessarily the solution everybody's going to go to.
Yeah.
That's not what guns are... I don't want to say that's not what guns are for, but... to me, they're more for, you know, murder, rape, theft of necessary goods, like if you're stealing somebody's car or something. But
yep,
I don't know that I would shoot that guy.
The only people I'm that concerned with stockpiling weapons is the federal mafia.
Well, they're certainly doing that. I love how like the school board has guns.
Yeah, a SWAT team.
Yeah.
There's a SWAT team for the Department of Education, because that's what we need.
Indeed. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Nobody's Pope.
And Melanie.
That's that's right. You did get named Pope, didn't you, Peepless?
I am the interim Pope of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Excellent.
So that thing that happens where people pursuing their own desires help each other accidentally, that's my job now.
Excellent.
I can claim responsibility things that happen naturally.
You have communion with the Invisible Hand.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. I'm glad someone does. I want to go to, we can finish up this article here from spectator.us, but I want to go to the phones as quick as I can here. We've got Gary calling in from Florida. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hey, so I want to talk about these vaccine passports. My biggest concern isn't necessarily just the government. It's some of these big multinational corporations. So I'm down in Florida. We don't have a mask mandate. I still got to wear a mask to go to Walmart, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, are we supposed to just let these private companies step on us? Like, how do we handle this?
Well, I would debate Walmart's standing as a private company, and that's true of a lot of large C-corps. So if they're actually private, and if they're actually making the decision themselves, which is usually not the case, then yes, if they tell you you have to wear a mask, then you have to wear a mask. If they tell you you can only wear pink polka dot shirts into their store, then you can only wear pink polka dot shirts in their store, regardless of the sanity of either of those things. That's not what we're dealing with, though. We're dealing with, in one case, an entity that's so entwined with the government that it might as well be one. In the case of Walmart, they co-wrote the ACA, the eminent domain property,
Obamacare.
Oh, okay.
The eminent domain property all the time. They're not a private entity. So I don't think you have any more obligation to respect Walmart's rules than you do the state DMV. Of Florida's rules. Now, whether or not it would be a good idea is a separate issue. But, yeah, so in that case, no. But if it's just some guy, it's, you know,
It's definitely worth bringing up the corporations and their role in the whole COVID passport because, I mean, Pfizer and Moderna, incidentally, whose stock ticker is mRNA, and these are mRNA messenger ribonucleic acid so-called vaccines.
Yeah, they call them vaccines, but really just experimental gene therapy.
Yes, yes. Experimental gene therapy is the most accurate description of these things.
Yeah.
So they absolutely have a very big role to play in this whole vaccine passport because who's going to update the app? Why, it's going to be Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson and AstraZeneca.
Yeah, you certainly don't want the app updated by the government. God knows they can't do that right. It took a private entity to make an app for you to check in at the airport when you've traveled to a foreign country. I mean, the government didn't do that. The private company did. And then the government's like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. We'll contract with you.
Well, yeah, the government would be perfectly happy just standing by going, well, you have to have this thing in order to do that. But it's impossible to have the thing. Well,
sorry,
you can't do that.
Right. So I think it's also worth mentioning airlines. I think airlines are desperate for the
COVID passport. So for one thing, maybe no one who is in the mainstream has noticed this, but you know this whole 6 feet thing and like trying not to be in a confined space with people you've never met before doesn't seem to apply to airlines.
Well, they force you to wear a mask.
Oh yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Who knows if that does anything? It's it's one of those situations, and the airlines want very badly. I mean, I think that they transfer the air rather quickly in planes, so I feel pretty comfortable. But I don't like the idea.
And also,
of
I mean,
traveling every, with a passport.
I mean, every time that they run one of these stimulus bills, if I'm not mistaken, it's been literally every time they run one of these, they put a certain chunk aside for the airlines.
Sure.
Well, but airlines are heavily subsidized anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they're already heavily subsidized and, of course, very, very heavily regulated. So, like, there's no entering that market. But seriously, you have the very, very much an extension of the government. You may as well just make it the Agency of Air Travel, like Department of Airlines. is really a more realistic view of this thing. And I'm sure that they're going to start, I mean, they've already started with, of course, concerts, and I'm certain they're going to start the vaccine passport with, like, you know, literal passport style. You can't go from A to B unless you have all your jabs.
Yeah, the funny thing is that, well, one wonders how many jabs are we going to need? How often are we going to need these jabs? You know, I don't know. I've heard an interesting theory, which is that, you know, once they start mandating jabs and you've been getting your jab for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then they start just doing other things to you,
mm-hmm.
because why not? They own you.
Right. Well, I mean, you have surrendered your bodily autonomy in order to interact with society.
Could the government on an annual basis give you something that would make you, say, infertile?
They certainly could.
Well, the COVID not vaccine might do that.
Yeah, we don't know. We literally have no idea what this is going to do to people, especially on a generational basis.
Oh, well, I can tell you it's making quite a few people sick. I mean, how long they stay sick? Usually just a couple few days, but I mean, at this point, I've had COVID and I was sick, really, really sick for like 2 days.
And wasn't that the reason we were not doing a vaccine? Like, we didn't want to take the pathogen, weaken it, and put that into you?
Yeah.
Because when we do that, people get sick.
Well, no, because you don't get sick from most vaccines, and most vaccines aren't live. There's only two in the U.S. live vaccines that they give you routinely anyway, but we haven't been able to develop a vaccine for the cold, which is colds or coronaviruses and rhinoviruses. We haven't been able to do that. You don't maintain immunity. It doesn't work. So,
well, and there's a massive
that's
variety
why they
of
didn't
rhinoviruses
do it that way.
And coronaviruses that are the cold.
Yeah.
And they mutate every year, of course.
Right. I mean, otherwise, if you caught a cold, you'd never catch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gary, thoughts?
Gary?
Looks like we talked Gary into the dust. Thanks for the call. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Let's rush off to Scott in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Happy Easter, Mark, Beakless, Melanie.
Happy Easter.
I know you're going to be coming to a break soon, so can you put me over if I need to finish up what I wanted to say?
Please go ahead. I'll let you know.
This is this Easter, as you know, and, you know, I'm Jewish, and, you know, my mom, God bless her soul, would say to me, one day she said to me, Scott, how come we're not invited to any Passovers? And I looked at her, and I said, Mom, I guess you could say we've been passed over. Get it? Passed over. Anyway, it's just a joke anyway. But, you know, this Easter will be brutal for America because God hates America. If you don't like the word hates, just insert the word displeased, unhappy, whatever you want to say, but God has had it with America, and I'm not a Bible thumper, but I do believe that God has had it with America because America has condoned abortion since Roe versus Wade was enacted into law in 1973, in which tens of millions of innocent and helpless babies have been needlessly and ruthlessly slaughtered. That's number one. Number two, God...
Hold the line. Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, But critics are focusing on the billions in the plans for issues not seen as infrastructure programs, as well as an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the president is willing to listen to opposing ideas on the bill, but tells ABC's This Week that infrastructure improvements are desperately needed.
We'll look at these ideas on how to pay for it. We'll look at ideas on where the investments ought to be, too. But the president is hoping for major progress from Congress before Memorial Day. And we can't allow this thing to just keep dragging on because the need is there today. Each passing day that our infrastructure crumbles, that hurts our economy and it puts our safety in danger. And again, the American people are really impatient to get this done.
This is USA Radio News. As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and it starts with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can call in with any old opinion you want. And we'll talk about it, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency. If you don't know much about cryptocurrency, go there, click on Get Started. It's right at the top of the page. Find out more. You can get a wallet there. You can learn about mining. You can purchase Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and whatever you need. It's all right there at Bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Scott in Florida, and Scott was saying something to the effect of that God hates America, which is like an old Westboro Baptist Church kind of shtick, isn't it?
Maybe it does. You know, I got thrown off. It's my fault. You mentioned the Passover joke. This Passover, this Easter, I won't even say how Ian and nobody is it's ignorant. Of course, they're suffering. All I can say is this Passover, Easter rather, I hope that they're released soon, and I hope that they are released and they come out unscathed.
Me too.
That's my prayer for them. I hope.
Amen.
I hope that will materialize. How would anyone want to spend their Easter in a be incarcerated? Of course not.
They don't.
But Ian is and nobody. I'll say this: they're extremely brave. And I guess the old saying, they do put their money where their mouth is, because they not only walk the walk, they not only talk the talk, they do indeed walk the walk. And they're to be commended for that.
Indeed. If you want to help, you can go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And there's opportunities there to send donations. I think we're putting up the addresses. I haven't heard anything about that yet. And just a variety of things. So it's thecrypto6.com. But I held you over, Scott, because of the hook,
yes,
right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I won't take much longer. So abortion is one gentleman that God is displeased with America. And the other one is homosexual lesbian marriage.
Okay, so when you say America, to clarify, are you talking about specifically only the U.S. government, or are you talking about the population as a whole?
The population as a whole.
Okay, so the things that you're complaining about are not really attributable to the population as a whole, because if they were, these Supreme Court cases wouldn't exist. Both of these issues that you have were enacted by Supreme Court cases. If they had had public support, they would not have been illegal in the first place, and there would have been nothing for the Supreme Court to rule on. So your issue is with the Supreme Court, not with the population
yes,
as a whole,
right.
If you're talking right.
You're
about abortion
right.
and gay marriage.
Yeah, yes, I. Well, you're right. Let's be clear about it. I put blame squarely upon the shoulders of this U.S. Supreme Court, and they're going to be judged by God someday for all the babies that have died. They may be high and mighty now, but when they have to go before God, when they die someday, they're going to have to answer to him. And
Whoops, hold the line there.
Reminds me of the old saying, judge not lest you be judged.
Yeah. When it comes to abortions, I presume that it's a very difficult decision for a woman. And, do I consider it morally incorrect? Sure, but I don't think the government has any good solutions for it either.
Well, the government has kind of proven
Thanks
that
the
they're
call.
Really bad at enforcing something like that. They've done it horribly. In theory, if you thought that the government could enforce things, saying, hey, you're not allowed to kill babies seems like a good candidate for government enforcement. They've screwed it up, though. There are now procedures in a lot of places that you can't do or that doctors are afraid to do that are legitimate, that they don't want to run afoul of abortion laws. One state accidentally made it, I don't know that this was ever enforced, but they accidentally made it illegal to do C-sections based on an abortion law. There are places where if you have an already dead baby, they won't take it out because that legally counts as an abortion. The state has really screwed up, and the state, all governments,
yeah,
really screwed up enforcing abortion laws.
Yeah.
If your goal is to have abortion be illegal and not done, if your goal is to just mess with people, then I guess they've done a good job. But as far as the woman having a difficult decision, 98%+ and possibly closer to 99%, even by Planned Parenthood's own stats, of abortions are what I would want to call recreational. You got knocked up and you don't feel like having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The other 1-2% are rape and health reasons.
Well, and a big part of the deciding I don't want to have a kid is not being able to afford having a child, like to afford to feed and clothe and, you know, watch over or get someone to watch over a kid every single day.
Sure, I'm glad my mom in 1971 decided to put me up for adoption.
You knew that you were broke when you were doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, my point is that that is absolutely in the hands of the state. I mean, if they were not
inflating
our currency...
No, it is not absolutely in the hands of the state.
Well, no, if they were not inflating our currency into absolute oblivion every single day, then how? What proportion of the 98% that, as you put it, recreational, that are over the fact that they can't afford a child? Because that is a huge part of that.
Well, first of all, they're not all financial decisions. Sometimes they're, I don't want to leave grad school. Sometimes they're, I don't feel like having a kid. Sometimes they're, oops, I banged the wrong person with no protection whatsoever, and I don't want to deal with him for the next 18 years. This is not all poverty. Like, it's not like the rest of this 98% is just abject poverty.
Well, I don't know about abject poverty, but, I mean, finances, take a strong seat when it comes to making decisions.
That's relative, because if you literally can't afford food, that counts as a financial decision. If you're just like, well, I want to be able to go to Disney 3 times a year, that counts as I can't if I have a fourth kid, that counts as a financial decision. One of those is a little bit more sympathetic than the other.
Sure.
But you still, like, as long as it was a consensual pregnancy, you knew what was up when you did what you did.
And I think we can all agree that God doesn't hate all of us because of the rules of the Supreme Court or whatever, where they've had to...
Yeah, it's not like they listen to us anyway.
...cobble everything together and make a set of rules that's supposed to work for everybody, as if that's going to work.
And I got to say, if God hates America, my number one suspicion for why is you stopped going to church for like 3 months. The whole country. And that's not the Supreme Court. That's not... I mean, it's definitely the effect of listening to government. But
that was governors, if anything. But yeah, I was kind of surprised at that. Honestly, the state was like, okay, church is illegal now, and most of the churches were like, all right, like what?
Yeah, what? I was flabbergasted.
Well, I mean, you know, the ministers are all like, well, I don't have to work as hard.
Yeah, lets you know where their priorities are, doesn't it?
I guess it does. Let's go on with the article.
I think there's an old saying about you cannot serve God and money, but...
Yes. So it says here, now more than Americans have watched the actions of dysfunctional governments play out like the worst reality show of all time.
If the ineptitude wasn't so infuriating, it might make for entertaining TV. There was the episode when the smug governor who asked his constituents to stay home got caught dining at French Laundry. Or what about that one when the White House coronavirus response coordinator broke her own travel restrictions to winterize her vacation home and got ratted out by members of her own family?
I wonder, like, so I've done a lot of traveling and, you know, much of it in cars and not, you know, around people. And as long as you're not within 6 feet of somebody... Exactly what the problem... What is the problem with winterizing your winter home? I don't know. I've never bought this.
The problem is that she told you not to do it,
right,
and then did it.
That's right.
Which, obviously, they don't believe in what they're saying.
It's true.
They're saying these things for one very simple reason. They want to manipulate your emotions.
That's right.
Now, that can be a matter of, like, see how responsible I am by having a response to this pandemic. It can be as simple as... be scared and therefore go to government, which is me, but it's manipulation. They don't actually believe what they're doing.
The past 12 months have showcased nonstop hypocrisy from our federal and local officials. Most Americans, despite the mental exhaustion, are tuning in to this freak show daily. The number 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Muted Peakless Mount Me.
And Melanie.
The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been full of calls here. We're talking about a story from The Spectator, which is just basically pointing out the laugh-a-minute catastrophe, which has been the pandemic response over the course of the last, 15, 16 months here? Not quite.
I mean, if I were not living through it, it would be hilarious to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing people will put up with this stuff.
Look at that guy. I mean, he sent people with this disease into nursing homes, which is the one place you don't want to send these people.
And then it's the
and heat. Then he gets a book deal out of it.
Yeah. And then when he starts getting heat over that, he makes marijuana legal so nobody pays attention.
Like, y'all chill out. Like, that's what that was.
Yeah.
That was a y'all chill out.
Okay, fine. Maybe we'll pull back the whole qualified immunity thing. Now will you stop calling for me to be burned at the stake?
Is Cuomo the mayor of New York, or is he the governor?
Governor, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So they're only doing that in the city, just so you know.
Yeah, it's just that's most of the population and most of the politics.
Yep. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're in Free Talk Live.
Okay, sir. I just wanted to say that I was listening to you at the beginning when people were talking about a belief in God and maybe our relationship to our fellow man, particularly those less fortunate. You know, we have right now, I think, about 400,000 homeless people in America, and then we have people homeless and sheltered. Those are homeless and shelterless, from what I understand, and then we have homeless with shelter who are also really in bad shape. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, well, we have a belief in God, so if we have a belief in God, why haven't we taken care of these people? Well, the reason is because we believe in God and act in a way in which it is convenient for us. And those 400,000 are the least fortunate and don't have much political power. But because of the fact that they don't have political power, we figure, or people in this country must figure, that it's okay if they die because it would be better to get rid of them somehow anyhow. That's what they've got to be thinking. Because if they believe in God and they did what's right, then those would be the first people who would be taken care of. When Jesus Christ came to that wedding, he brought the best wine that anybody had ever tasted. When you give something to somebody or take care of people who are guests in your own house, you give them the best that you have first, not the worst.
Jesus also said you'll always have the poor. So
they will always be with you.
Yeah, that they'll always be with you. And I'm not saying that
I think that your interpretation of Christianity is not entirely off the mark. However, I also think that people reap the consequences of their actions. And I'm not saying that every single homeless person deserves the very worst.
It's a great majority.
But there's a lot of people out there making really bad decisions. And when you can get good results from bad decisions, you'll continue to make bad decisions. Because bad decisions are kind of fun.
Well, I mean, there's a very simple principle that if you pay someone to do a thing, they're going to do a thing.
Yeah.
Well, and you can socialize the costs of bad behavior. You can't really socialize the benefits of bad behavior. And there are benefits. They're not worth it by any means, but they're there.
Crack is lots of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take somebody who makes bad decisions and you can give them money to undo their bad decisions, but you can't take, like, you can give them 50% of this, you know, guy who's working's income, but you can't take 50% of this guy's high and give it to the guy who's working.
No. It's true.
Well, I think that the people who are less fortunate would really take care of themselves, but if you get into a situation...
But they're not.
Where you don't have a starting point, then it's very, very, very difficult to get back into the system. For example, if you're homeless, how would you ever get into a university to get some training? How would you even get a job? They would ask you, what's your address? You give them no address because they don't have an address. So how come
getting into a university isn't helpful.
A post office. You can't get a post office box even if you don't have an address. I mean, you'd be very, very, very up a creek.
I've heard this, and there's actually, so the missions that attempt to get people a place to stay and, you know, a place to get mail and these sorts of things are in existence, and if people would, you know, avail themselves of them and stop messing them up, and some people do, and they, you know, go on. But I was part of the lowest socioeconomic class on the planet, which was convict, for quite some time, and I managed to pull myself out of it. And I'm not saying that's not that, you know, that everybody can do what I did, but I am saying that it's relatively, all you have to do to get to the middle class is string together good decisions for a few years. Just stop making bad decisions. We all know what they are. They're drugs, they're alcohol, they're, you know, spending your money ridiculously, and a whole bunch of things like that. And if you just save a little, stop with the addictions and, you know, those kind of things, then perhaps your life will be better. I got it. It's not easy. I know. But that's how that is.
And this applies to people. I'm applying this to people over 18. And I kind of have this, you know, made up to myself 1 year grace period. So I'm really applying it to people over 19. So you have a year after you're free to get yourself together.
Well, but, I think the people... Go ahead.
But you're not... Most people who I see in this situation are not underage. And they're not... quadriplegics, and they're not people who just are so, and there are places where that is the majority of the homeless people is people missing limbs, people who are just so schizophrenic that they're arguing with lampposts.
Sure.
And those people probably cannot help themselves.
Right, I'm thinking.
But if I'm walking down the street in Manchester and I'm seeing people who are look like they're about 25, they have cell phones, they can manage to get themselves to other places, they look clean, they don't... It's like, okay, well, why don't you walk to the day labor place or walk to the job store or walk to the employment office or walk to, you know, I mean, fast food places, I mean, it's not the best job in the world, but they don't check your address. You could just write down whatever.
So I'd like to give a little pushback on a few things here. So for one, our civilization has no real effective plan for what to do with the 16% of the population that are just functionally not really good for much.
Well,
I'm sorry, like...
But if they're not good for much, why should I care?
IQ is a normal distribution, and if you have under 85 IQ, it is extremely difficult to get you anything that is not... positively counterproductive.
If you can go
and
on,
we have no plan for
if
those
If you can
people.
Go on the community page on Facebook and argue with me over whether or not you should get resources and telling me that you're homeless and having no shame about it, then there's jobs that you can do.
So what I would say is that, yes, there's all kinds of reasons why people are going to have a difficult time. But it brings to me the, is it William Cullen Bryant poem, A Man Said to the Universe? A man said to the universe, "Sir, I exist." The universe replied to him, "That does not instill in me an obligation of protection."
Well, I can I can also say that there was a situation like this and concerned the Ford Motor Corporation and General Motors Corporation under Chairman of the Board Sloan versus Henry Ford I. And Henry Ford I figured that a slim management was the best way to go, whereas Mr. Sloan figured a huge management was the best way to go. In other words, a huge administration or bureaucracy. Well, it turned out that Ford almost went broke versus General Motors Sloan because he couldn't operate as effectively and as efficiently with his small administration. Actually, it was his son, Henry Ford II, which saved the company because Henry Ford was about to go out of business. Of course, was about to fail. And I think the same thing might be true for our society. We have nobody really looking after people who are mentally ill. We have about a third of the mentally ill in the we have a large number of mentally ill in the streets. We have a number of them in prison, and we have a number of them in mental hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is,
not even that many mental hospitals, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even do mental hospitals really much anymore. But I hear you. I don't think that the reason the nation is going to crumble is because of homelessness. I think the nation's crumbling because of bad financial management. Among it, trying to give people who don't produce much a whole bunch of money.
Well, and one thing I'd like to point out is, like, so back in Denver, there was a homeless shelter that was specifically for people who worked over 40 hours a week. So you are working over 40 hours every week, and you still cannot afford a place to live. And that was common enough that
in
they
Denver.
Had an entire shelter for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that we have our purchasing power destroyed on a daily basis is why even those who are pulling themselves up by their bootstraps are so completely unsuccessful.
So the Federal Reserve needs to be burned to the ground and send the ashes into a distant star because I don't want it coming back from the radiation in the sun. But that does not mean that you as an adult human being cannot figure out how to get a place to live.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye, man. Bye-bye.
The number, 603-283-6160. I'd also point out that we mentioned earlier in the show, airlines, cruise ships, a whole bunch of other kind of companies that out there that have their hands out, too. And I'm against all corporate welfare. I was against it before the pandemic, and I'm against it now. I'm against welfare, period, because for the same reason that I believe in the signs that say, don't feed the bears at parks. Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.